Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there. If God were to come to you right now and say, I'm going to give you wisdom from above that would transform your whole family's life and bring you into the completeness of what I've created you and your family for, would you be interested in receiving that kind of encounter and that kind of wisdom? I'm sure that you are saying yes. And with our guest today, we are going to go into this subject and look at the power of God's wisdom and how it's an entrance into the supernatural for practical things in life, like raising your children or having a good marriage or help with your business. And our guest today is Pastor Tony Kemp. And Pastor Tony, it is so wonderful to have you with us. And before I, you know, open this up for you, I want to say this so that all our viewers hear this. You are probably one of the most humble, most generous people I know. And the way that you serve the body, you are a man of such stature in the spirit with what God has entrusted you to in the area of the miraculous, in the area of revelation, in the area of apostolic anointing, prophetic anointing. I mean, there's very few that carry the weight that you carry, and yet you walk so hidden in Christ, so humble and so willing to give yourself to the body of Christ and pour yourself out like a drink offering. And I want to say, I just so love and respect you and the way that you carry Jesus. And I want everyone to know that. All right. Well, today I'm excited because you are a seer. And you are a worker of miracles, like we're all called to do in the body of Christ. And we can maybe talk about your encounters that you've had with the Lord also. But what's on your heart today is really the sevenfold dimension of the Spirit of God that gives us everything that we need in life, Amen. Especially to do with family and marriage and raising Amen. Children and that. Amen. So share your heart with us on that.
Well, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he said, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And he said he got caught up to paradise, to the third heaven. He said, I don't know whether it was in the body or out of the body. And by the way, who really cares?
Yeah, really.
So in 1989, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the month of December, I had an angel come to me. To describe the angel, he looked to be about, between 25 and 30. He appeared to be a white person. He had chocolate brown hair, medium build. And my spirit appeared to leave my body. Again, I could say with Paul, it right. seemed like I left. Because I was speeding through the heavens, and I landed in heaven before the heavenly tabernacle that the book of Revelation talks about, and I saw lightning. The angel stood in front of me, and there was a door to the heavenly tabernacle where God the Father is, and I instantly knew this door was closed, but it would open by appointment, and I had an appointment with God Almighty. So the angel stood in front of me, and he walked through the door, and then I followed him through the door. And I found myself in the presence of God. And here is God the Father, a being of pure white light in the form of a man and a bright shining light. And I laugh at myself because Paul says that God Almighty lives in a light that no man can approach or see through. I laugh at myself because I was trying to see through this light to observe the features of God the Father. I was never successful. What Paul said was true. And there was this glory cloud that surrounded. And then I looked. And I saw the person of Jesus. And I did not see Jesus as John saw him in his glory. I saw the man, the Messiah, Jesus,
wow.
Who had the complexion of a person living in the Middle East, approximately 6 feet tall, chocolate brown hair, mustache, beard, white robe.
Wow.
And then I knew that there were witnesses there, but I wasn't going to focus on the witnesses because I was so caught
right.
up with the glory of God and with the person of Jesus. And the Father said this to me. He said, I want you to take notes and learn. And then he quoted First Peter 4:17, where he says, "Now the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God." But if a person goes and looks at that scripture in the original language, it means measurement.
Wow.
So what is being measured? Well, in the Word of God, Jesus talks about the two great commandments. One, mm-hmm. you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. You'll love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus goes on to say, in the very same way that I've loved you, love one another.
Yes.
So with regards to being able to hear God and to see in the Spirit and to move in supernatural perception and revelation, there are three things that I must come to. One, very simple scripture, John 3:16, God so loved me that he gave his son for me. So I have to understand that if I were obedient mm-hmm. To the Lord 100%, which I haven't managed to do that yet, he would not love me more.
Right.
And if I chose to be completely rebellious against the Word of God, he wouldn't love me less.
Right.
So the key to hearing God and seeing in the Spirit and having supernatural perception is to know that the Father, the Son, the Holy wow. Spirit loves me completely. And secondly, for me to love God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's what's being measured, how much I love God and how much I love people.
In fact, it even says in 1 John chapter 5, it says, we love because he first loved us.
That's correct.
And it's so important to get that love. I'm just still caught on mm-hmm. the whole thing of judgment begins first in the house
yes.
of faith. That word judgment meaning measurement. So what you're saying is what is beginning in the house is he's measuring the revelation of our love and the activation of the love that we have in understanding his love for us, our love back to him, and our love for the world around us.
That's exactly
the measurement.
Correct. Exactly.
Oh
correct.
My goodness,
so
I love this.
If I can receive the love of the Father, if I can love God and love people, it's going to take me into a realm of the Spirit where I have supernatural perception. And so supernatural perception is the key. So then the Father begins the process of asking me questions. Here's the first question he asked me. He says, "What do you think made Abraham great?" Now, of course, you know, I went to Bible college right. and there's a real famous scripture where it says Abraham believed God because right. he's the father of all faith.
You know, it's the first thing that comes to your mind, faith, of course.
Of course. He believed God and it was accredited to him for righteousness. And the instant I thought it, the Father says, that's true. But then he refers me to Genesis 18, where he says concerning Abraham, "I know Abraham, that he will keep the way of the Lord. He will do justice and judgment, and he will command his children and his household after him." In other words, he will
wow.
take the lead to do the word of the Lord.
Wow.
And so the Father was saying to me, what really made Abraham great was that he loved God, he loved his wife, he loved his children, he loved his family, and he had this by the revelation of the Spirit. He revealed his faith, transmitted his faith, imparted his faith into his household and his children after him. And so
this
he was showing
awesome.
Me, this is the way of the Lord.
And even when he tithed to God, it mentions that he had Levi in his loins. So he was, like, even when he was tithing to Melchizedek, he was doing it for future generations. He had that future generations in his mind.
Yes.
This is brilliant.
Yes.
Love
because
this.
Remember how God introduces himself. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac,
and
Jacob. And so he's teaching us to think generationally.
Wonderful.
So then the Lord brings up to me Judges 13 about Manoah and his wife. Now remember, they can't have any children. And the angel of the Lord appears to the wife first, which I love. Because my wife, Deborah, many times is spiritually ahead of me and has revelation ahead of me, and she'll tell me things that are going to happen in the future. I will look at the physical evidence, and I'll say, there's no evidence of that. Meanwhile, 2 years later, she will be right. So sometimes the word of the Lord comes to our spouse mm-hmm. before we catch it.
Right.
And so we need to listen to our spouse. In fact, speaking as a man, there was a book, I believe, written. And the title of the book was, "I Have Heard the Voice of the Lord and It Sounds Like My Wife." So anyway, the
that's
angel
a great title. In fact, I think we should carry that book.
So what happens is the angel of the Lord comes to her and tells her, don't drink any wine or any strong drink. Don't eat anything unclean. Gives her the revelation that she's going to get pregnant, have a son, and tells her the son's consecration and the son's destiny. So then she goes and tells her husband. Her husband prays. So now we're talking about how to move in the supernatural. Mm-hmm. Her husband prays and says, let that man of God come. He then appears to the woman. She tells her husband. The husband comes, and here's his question. And this is what the father pointed out to me. Look at his question. How shall we order the child? And so the father was saying to me that what a husband and a wife should do first, before they even have children, is find out what is the consecration that each of us need to have in preparation. And then what is the child's spiritual identity, and what is the child's destiny, and what kind of decisions and directions does this child need to make in terms of dedication in order to fulfill that destiny?
Wow.
Now, there are parents right now who are saying, you know, I really didn't do that. And so they may say, you know, Father, I missed you, forgive me. But we have grandkids. And so we can do that with our grandkids. And so this is a tremendous thing that the Father offers. Mm-hmm. I want to say one more thing, too, because this will make a person think.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have in the Book of Wisdom, the Book of Proverbs, where Solomon gives a testimony. And he says, you know, my mother loved me, but he said, I was my father's son. But my father told me, he said, ask for wisdom. Get an understanding. The principal thing is wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And his father David was a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes time for Solomon to inherit what his father had, his father has said, keep my commandments and live.
Mm-hmm.
And so he worships, literally offers 1,000 sacrifices in his worship. And God comes to him and says, ask what I'll give you. And I am sure that Solomon heard the words of his father that said, ask for wisdom. Here's my point. How many visitations of God have our children missed because we didn't give them the word of the Lord?
Wow.
And so one of the purposes of a father and a mother is to give their children the word of the Lord to prepare them for the visitation of God so that they have a hearing heart, a seeing eye, and could step into what the Father has.
Pastor Tony, it was, you know, a while back that the Lord began to teach me about time,
mm-hmm.
how time is a created substance. God mm-hmm. created it in Genesis mm-hmm. 1. We can see how he created the world in days and nights and, you know. But it says in the scripture that Jesus is the Redeemer. Mm-hmm. of the time. So when you mentioned earlier about the remorse that we could have as parents, because I have remorse. I wasn't even a Christian when I first got married and had children, you know. And so I have remorse about things I missed or didn't know. But you can go back through and proclaim that word into your children even now. And I just want to encourage those of you that are watching is that it's never too late. My grandson called me once a couple of years back, and he said, Grandma, did you know that it's never too late to make a wrong right? How profound is that? And so you can ask for forgiveness for things that you missed or things that you did wrong. Just ask forgiveness. The blood of Jesus is so powerful that all the effects and influences of that can be dissolved. But also, you can begin to speak back into time. You can speak through the quarters of time over your generation line, the blessing of the Lord and the word of God. Because the word, when it's delivered through you, it doesn't return void. It accomplishes everything it's sent to do. And it can even go back into time and readjust and realign mistakes. And so I just wanted to share that.
And in addition to that, the word of the Lord can catch a person. Okay, a person can be apprehended by God.
Yes.
And see, for example, let's take Jonah, mm-hmm. who hears the word of the Lord, go to Nineveh, but he decides, I'm going to Tarshish. But God has spoken a word. And so just like you said, if a father, a mother, a grandfather, grandmother speaks the word of the Lord will overtake that person and capture them, apprehend them, so that they can make 3 days' journey in one day.
Wow.
So they don't miss anything.
Come on.
And so God wants to do that.
Awesome.
God will do that because we can literally release the Father's blessing. And when I talk about the Father's blessing, I'm not talking about a natural father or a spiritual father, or a natural mother or spiritual mother. I'm talking about the Father. And so in our prayer and in our intercession, we can redeem the time,
yes,
buy back the time, and then cause people to be accelerated in time to do the will
of
the Father.
Wow, this is powerful. Now, can you share a few testimonies,
mm-hmm,
based on this revelation of how things have turned around for people, or helped them establish their family,
sure,
in the will of God?
My wife had sugar diabetes. She was taking metformin. She was taking insulin four times a day. And, you know, that's very difficult. And so the Lord says, pray for your wife every day for 90 days. Now, we love the miraculous when it just happens instantly. But sometimes there is a process that the Father takes us through that causes a supernatural encounter. And so I heard from God, and I just did what the Lord said. Okay? She is now 8 dress sizes smaller. She takes no metformin. She takes no insulin. She is on no medication. When she went back to her physician, there was no evidence that she had ever been diabetic. And so just this thing that we're talking about, getting the instruction of God and obeying that instruction. And one of the things I like to teach is this. Before the Father does a miracle, he gives you an instruction to follow.
Wow.
And when you would follow that instruction, you will see the manifestation of the miraculous.
And so it's so important that we wait on him and get his marching orders. That's what Jesus did in John 5:19. He said, I only do the things I see my Father do.
That's correct.
You know, and so that's basically, that is the wisdom of God. Jesus has been made wisdom unto us. So he is, you know, an example of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. And so I have a very, very good friend of mine. He was on drugs. He lived in the projects. He was mentally retarded. He couldn't read. He gets saved. He gets off of drugs. The word of God was read to him every single day until one day somebody who was reading to him couldn't figure out the word. He says, give it to me. He reads. God heals him of mental retardation.
Wow.
God tells him to start a janitorial business that prospers. He is cleaning up a nursing home. Eventually, God causes the spirit of wisdom and revelation to come upon him. He begins to own the nursing home, and then at a certain point, he hooks up with a multimillionaire who makes him the chief operating officer, and first he was making $500,000 a year, now he's making $1 million a year because of waiting upon God,
right,
following the instructions of the Lord. He has a 27-year-old son who clears $20,000 a month.
Wow. And it says in the word that it's in wisdom's left hand is riches and honor, right? So
uh-huh.
So when you get the wisdom from God and follow that wisdom, you get the riches.
You get the riches. And what he would do, mm-hmm, is he would get his wife and all of his kids, 5 kids up, every single morning to pray. And when they would pray, they would get the spirit of wisdom and revelation, mm-hmm, and they would be shown what to do in order to prosper.
I had an encounter with the Lord about 2 or 3 years ago now, where for the whole month of December, mm-hmm, for over 20 days, mm-hmm, I was taken up into wisdom's chamber in heaven. Mm-hmm. I had a divine encounter,
mm-hmm,
and the Lord spoke words of wisdom. I have it all journaled and everything, and it's like real treasures into the heart and into the ways of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I love wisdom. We've, I took the book of Proverbs and I paraphrased it. It's called Wisdom Calls.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wanted it for my grandchildren,
mm-hmm,
and wanted to have a tool for children growing up that they would have the wisdom of God. So I wrote that right after that visitation because I feel wisdom is so important. But I'm getting a word of knowledge right now for someone who's watching the program, and you are a wife and your husband is rebelling against the Lord, against the Lord's ways, and it's made it very difficult on you and on your family, and you've been overwhelmed with that. But the Lord says he's going to give you wisdom. He's going to show you in your mind's eye a perception through the wisdom of God what your husband looks like serving him and walking in the fullness of what he was created for. When you get that insight, you're going to cast down everything else. You're only going to go after that insight, and you will decree the scriptures the Lord gives you in your prayer time over your husband, and your husband is going to have an encounter. I see this very clearly. In fact, it could be even within 90 days, because I keep seeing 90 days in my mind's eye right now. So it could be within 90 days, and it's going to be a miracle in your household. It's going to turn everything around. All things are possible with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I want to share, there's also a woman, your name is Kathy. You've been struggling with depression. You've had difficulty falling asleep. When you fall asleep, you wake up. You have had some difficulty with your concentration. Sometimes you actually look at the TV, and if 20 minutes later somebody asked you what you saw, you wouldn't even be able to recognize that there's some anxiety. There's a healing that's happening in your mind and in your emotions right now. That insomnia is going to disappear. You're going to begin to feel a lot better. Even the mood swings and the irritability is going to just simply fade away. You're being healed by the love of the Father right now in the precious name of Jesus.
And there's a woman watching now that you have a child who has attention deficit disorder, and you've had them diagnosed with that, but there's something else that they don't know yet. It's not defined yet, but it's going to be soon. And it's been so discouraging for you because you've done everything that you know to do to help that child, and it's frustrating at times for you. And sometimes your frustration gets the better of you. But God's going to give you wisdom from above, not only through the decrees of the Word of God, but He's going to show you certain steps to take. I see a school teacher is going to be very, very helpful. And there's one other person that is going to come into your life that the Lord is going to bring into your life that is going to carry wisdom in them for your child. And I see everything turning around. And the Lord says, believe for the miracle and let the love of God, let the love of God prevail over your child. And He's going to show you through His wisdom how to love that child perfectly, even in the trying times, and how to bring the right order into that. So there's a word for you and for others of you that have tensions in the home with children. All you need is the one word of wisdom from God can turn the whole thing around. I also see a word for business people. There's someone, you have a business to do with candy. I don't know if it's candy machines or some kind of distribution of candy, and you've been wanting to pack it in, but then you looked at others who are in the same business that were doing well, and you're thinking, well, how come I'm not hitting the mark? You ask God for wisdom. He's going to give you the wisdom. When you implement that wisdom, it's going to change everything for you.
Amen. And there's a person watching me. You have an anxiety disorder. Sometimes you have headaches. Sometimes your stomach bothers you. Sometimes you feel like heart palpitations. Sometimes you wish you could take a vacation from yourself, and like you're jumping out of your skin. And it's impacting your relationship with your spouse, and it's impacting your relationship with your kids. I want to let you know you're being healed right now. And also there is a child that's also has sort of like a mood disorder and a sense of anxiety also. Listen to me carefully, dear one. Your child is being healed. You're going to begin to see a lifting in the mood, less anxiety until it completely goes away. Your prayer has been heard and is being answered by God the Father right now in the precious name of His Son, Jesus.
Wow, amen. I just feel miracles. We've been believing for miracles through media. And believing them to increase.
Amen.
And I can feel that miracle realm today.
Amen.
It's hitting lives all over the world. I do want to take just a second here to feature your Sevenfold Spirit of God CD set. Mm-hmm. And Tony, you are a great teacher of the Word, but you're a father. Mm-hmm. And so not only is it teaching and instruction, it's nurture.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that this particular set is going to help people get acquainted with Holy Spirit and His sevenfold dimensions, and just that wonderful nurture that goes with that. So we want to encourage people to get that. But can you, in the next 30 seconds or so that we have left, can you look into your camera and just impart that wisdom to the viewers?
Oh, yes. One of the angels that the Father has assigned to my life is the Spirit of Wisdom. And I love wisdom because when you're looking at when you're looking at Isaiah 11 and 2, you have the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, the manifest presence. But the Spirit of Wisdom is creativity. And I want to let you know that perhaps you feel like you're in a place of stagnation. you're in a place where you're stuck, or you've reached a plateau, or there's a lid. I'm releasing right now the spirit of wisdom and creativity in your life and your plateau. The Lord is going to show you a series of steps to take so that the lid or the roof can be blown off your life, off your finances, off your family, off your children. And now you're going to progress in the spirit through the person of Jesus Christ.
We're so glad that you joined us on today's program. I want to give an invitation for those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior yet. He has been made wisdom unto us, and he'll be made wisdom unto you. He wants to be your Savior and Lord. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now. He'll forgive all your sin. He'll give you a brand new life. It's a miracle of rebirth. If you want that, just humbly ask him, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sin. I give my life to you. And he will come in. He will forgive. And you'll begin a journey that is so precious in him that'll last for all eternity. God bless you all. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Patricia King's book, Wisdom Calls, brings to life the book of Proverbs. If you hunger and thirst for wisdom, you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go, for wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you, and understanding will keep you safe. Wisdom Calls. Are you listening? Order Wisdom Calls by Patricia King and explore the hidden truths and mysteries within the book of Proverbs. To receive Wisdom Calls for only $10 plus shipping, call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer 349. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.
Go to patriciaking.com to browse our store's wonderful collection of downloadable resources.
Hi, my name is Tony Kemp, and I have a CD series entitled Building an Altar for the Supernatural and How You Can Have Face-to-Face Encounters with God. Allow me to say it to you like this. Sometimes the Lord will take you through a process, and sometimes that process involves trials, struggles, and difficulties. But if you walk through that process with faith and with patience, you will end up with a face-to-face encounter with God. On other occasions, you'll have an encounter with God that will lead you into a process that will develop the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Listen to me closely. You can defeat the enemy by the fruit of the Spirit, or by the gifts of the Spirit, or by the manifest presence of God in your life. This series will make you more than an overcomer.
To receive the Building an Altar for the Supernatural CD set by Tony Kemp for only $24 plus shipping, call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 350. Go online to patriciaking.com or text BLESS to 42828. Order today.